In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We're now on lesson 31, which is the sacrament of confession. And at the top of the page there, our good Lord, his hand extended in blessing, with the two fingers up for blessing, said to the apostles, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Receive the Holy Ghost, whose sins you shall forgive. They are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Question 408. What is confession? Confession is the telling of our sins to an authorized priest for the purpose of obtaining forgiveness. Going back for a moment to that retaining of sins, that refers to what we sometimes just simply call withholding absolution. That is, if a penitent, the person making the confession, comes and is not sorry and does not wish he was sorry, then he cannot be absolved. And so the priest withholds absolution and the person's sins are retained, not absolved or broken. This is, of course, a frightening thing. And when you have to do that as a priest, withhold absolution, sometimes it's hard to sleep. You worry about the penitent having no contrition. And when it says an authorized priest, that is what we call faculties. A priest receives faculties from his local bishop. Faculties are like a license to drive. Someone may know how to drive, maybe drive very well. In other words, they have the power to do it. But they may not do so if they don't have a license. And if they do that, they're actually doing something criminal. So a priest must have what are called faculties in order to do three things: to preach, to witness marriages, and to hear confessions. And these faculties might be granted by a bishop, but they can also be taken away by a bishop in an individual diocese. Question 409. Why must we confess our sins? We must confess them because Jesus Christ obliges us to do so in these words, spoken to the apostles and to their successors in the priesthood: "Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Notice the words do not say, "You have to go to confession," which would be explicit. But the teaching is implicit in his words. Question 410. How do these words of Christ oblige us to confess our sins? These words of Christ oblige us to confess our sins because the priest cannot know whether he should forgive or retain our sins unless we tell them to him. Christ never asked men to confess their sins to him, as he could read their hearts. He could see both their sins and their sorrow. However, he rarely gives the power of reading hearts to priests. He wants people to tell their sins, since this humbles that pride which is the root of all sin. If we were to tell our sins to God alone, pride would not be humbled and would remain strong. And this is just common sense. The power of reading hearts, as it says here in the Catechism, is given once in a very great while to certain priests. Perhaps you have heard of Saint Pio, sometimes just simply called Padre Pio. This friend of mine who went to confession to him before he could even begin the confession, Padre Pio said to him in Latin exactly what his sins were. And he said, "None of these are mortal, and you don't need to come to me. You should actually go to a priest who speaks English, because your Italian is not very good." And he gave my friend a blessing, but would not hear his confession. And this was stunning to my friend, because indeed, it seemed impossible that Padre Pio could have known exactly what his venial sins were. Question 411. Is it necessary to confess every sin? The answer is yes, it is necessary to confess every mortal sin, which has not yet been confessed and forgiven. It is not necessary to confess our venial sins, but it is better to do so. Anyone who deliberately omits a venial sin in confession does not make a bad confession, but loses much of the grace of the sacrament which would help him overcome this sin. Besides, there is a danger that he might convince himself that a sin is only venial, which is really mortal. In doubt, it is always safer to tell even venial sins. And notice the mortal ones we are conscious of. The text refers to deliberately withholding the sin. If we forget what that sin was, well, that's just a fault of human nature. If we deliberately withhold, then that is a sinful cowardice, which is different.